Today's daf is Sukkah, daf Tez Zayin, and today we're going to discuss a Sodistic question of the Pnei Yehoshua, which you can't really learn, right, this Perek, and these Sugyas without just noting the Chilak that is made between principles that he points out. So the Gemara on today's daf talks about Mechitza Tluya, a hanging Mechitza, a wall that does not go down all the way to the floor. The Mishnah tells us, HaMishalshel Defanos, if somebody uses walls, Rashi, Mishalshel Kol Milamala Lamata Kori Shulshul, lowering, going from up to down, so that is considered, that's the lashon that's used to describe walls being lowered. Im gavo amet aretz shlosha tfachim, if it is above, if it's lowered, but it's above three tfachim from the ground, psula, it is pasul, that is not allowed for walls. Why? Rashi already notes what the Gemara is going to say, kadeshi is dakar agadi bebas rosh to amram psula. If a goat could walk through, and now we assume that's three tfachim, that's pasul, less, more than three tfachim, to the ground, meaning less than three tefachim from the ground, then it's a kasher, because that would be lavud. Milamata lamala, but going from down to up, sedem gavah asara tefachim ksheira, as long as it's 10 tefachim, it's kasher. And even if the schach are not touching, the schach are way above, but we know, good asik mechitzda, once you have a 10 tefach wall, it could shoot up, ki'ilu, it's all filled in, and therefore, that is all that you need. And Rabbi Yossi says no. Kishem shi milamala to lamala asara tvachem, just like down to up is asara tvachem, kach milamala milamata asara tvachem. So too, if you hang walls, even if it's above three tvachem from the ground, as long as it's 10 tvachem itself, so that is good enough. So again, that is the sugya of mechitza tluya. Then the Gemara says, the machlokes is about mechitza tluya materis or not. And the Gemara says, so how do you compare this to the discussion in Hilchas Shabbos? This is Hilchas Sukkah, whether you could have a mechitza tluya. What about Hilchas Shabbos? The Gemara quotes from Masechet Shabbos, Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, if you have a pit between 2 yards that has water in it, and each of the yards, the people in the yards want to fill from the pit, so in Mamalim, Menab Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Why? Because it's considered as if the water is coming from the other side. Elam Kein Asala Mechitza Sarat Fachim, unless there's a separate type of mechitza made, beim ilamala, beim ilamata, beim itach agno, all different permutations, Rashi, Tosfos, some type of wall, whether it's right under the surface of the ground, whether it's in the water, whether it's underneath the water, all different deos, which is not our issue now, how to have a mechitza. But the ikar point for the Tanakhama is that the plain wall that goes over, that separates the mechitzas, that goes straight, horizontally, but it's not specifically made for the water, that is not good enough to allow you to fill water from the pit. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Beishamay omrim, Milamala, Beisil omrim, Milamata. Omer Reb Yehuda, Lo tehe mechitza gedola, Menachol Toshim Eneam. Why do you need a separate mechitza? You have the wall in between. So the Gemara assumes that Reb Yehuda must be like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchas Shabbos is like Rabbi Yossi in Hilchas Sukkah. Just like Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchas Shabbos says, you just could use the regular mechitza to matir the water underneath. That's like a mechitza tluya. So just like Rabbi Yossi says in our case, that if you have milshalshel, milamala, lamata, even if it's above three tvachim, it would work. So shall we compare the two, Shabbos and Sukkah? So the Gemara says, let's do this now because it's going to come up important, Be'ezus Hashem, in a few minutes, says the Gemara Velohi, Lo Rabbi Yehuda Savalak Rabbi Yossi, Lo Rabbi Yossi Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. You could be mechalik in both directions, Sukkah being more chamor, or Sukkah being more kal. Lo Rabbi Yehuda Savalak Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda does not have to agree to the kula of Rabbi Yossi in Hilchas Sukkah. Ad kalakam Rabbi Yehuda hasamele beruv chatzeros, Durabanan. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that you could rely on a mechitza tuya where the wall goes straight over? That's only by Erev Chatzeros, which is a Durabanan requirement. The whole thing is, midaraisa, it's all mutter to take water. That's why you would allow mechitza tuluya. Aval hacha sukkah daraisa lo. But here, sukkah, where you need to create walls on a daraisa level, the structure of a sukkah, so lo, that's not good enough. Even though that's an asay, and that's a los asay, but still. Velo Rabbi Yossi, zavalak Rabbi Yehuda, or he could be mechalik the opposite way. Ad kam lakam Rabbi Yossi hacha ela besukkah de mitzvah asay. Or Rabbi Yossi only allows it by sukkah, which is a mitzvah asay. That's what you could have your mechitza tluya. Aval Shabbos to Isra Skila lo. But Shabbos, which is an Isra Skila, no. What do you mean Isra Skila? We're talking about Eruv Chatzeros. No, the category. The category, says Rashi. Aval Shabbos to Isra Skila hu bimalachas da raisa machmarina nafila b'midas drabana dispa. Shabbos, which is a malacha, an Isra Skila da raisa, so even its drabana are more chamor. I think we had an alum this year about this back in Masechet Shabbos, right, that the shvusim of Shabbos are more chamor. It seems to be a Gemara Beitza that says that also, b'feirish, on Daf Yud Zayin, But either way, the Gemara says, that's the chiluk. Don't compare sukkah and Shabbos. Fine, this is the Gemara about mechitza tluya, working, not working, and we hold that it does not work. Then comes the question of the Pnei Yehoshua. So the Pnei Yehoshua asks, on our Gemara, we have this concept of mechitza tluya, that if it's above three tfachim, we paskin, that it's no good, that you're not allowed to have a break. Let's just see that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. It's in Tuf Reish Lamed Siftes. Tuf Reish Lamed Siftes. We paskin that the if the walls themselves are seven and a little bit, then you put it within three tefachim of the ground. It's kosher. Even if the roof is very high, as long as it's directly under it. Or even if it's within three tefachim. That's also okay. Vim ein gavoy el alasar atvachim afilu ein bedofen el arbosh ne mashim kshera shemamida beemsav armina lava lamala lamata. Okay, you're allowed to use lava twice also. But hayu adefonos kafonos gavoyes menarish losh atvachim psula. But if the walls are above three tvachim from the ground, pasul Rashi. Rashi Mishnah Berura afilu hayu adefonos gavoyes asar atvachim yoser. Even if it's even more than ten tvachim high. Any mechitza that the goats could walk under, meaning it's three tefachim, eina chashuva mechitza klal. It's not called a mechitza. And that is our Mishnah. That is our Mishnah. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, for one second, we're going to have in a couple of days, and it comes up elsewhere as well, the principle of pitikra yored, good achis mechitza. Not just good asik, that the wall could shoot up, but good achis, that the wall could shoot down. So the question is, within three tefachim, why don't we say, above three tefachim, why don't we say that it can work because of good achis mechitzta? That's the question that the Pnei Yeshua asks. V'yim kein, lefizek hashali, l'may demash malon b'shmaisen de l'rabbanon, t'kai malon kavasayu. L'shitas, Rav Apostol, mechitza tuli lo mahani, lo b'shabbos, lo b'sukkah. We say, mechitza tuli doesn't work in Shabbos or in Sukkah. Im kein, lefizek, batla la toras good achis l'gamre. The whole good achis is batel. Good asik means it goes up. Good achis means it goes down. So if you have a 10 tefach wall, so it goes up to the schach. But if you have a hanging, why don't you shoot it down? Diba bachas mi gimel, to lo shaycha bakiyas gediyim. If it's less than 3 tefachim, then the goats can't get through. And you don't need tzrichim l'good achis. You don't need good achis. And it's above, and love it doesn't work, and good achis doesn't work. So that's the question. Ula el bereish pirkin ubukula talmuda mashma bepshitas to good achis havei halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Sounds like there's no machlokas about this. Everybody agrees to this halacha Moshe b'sinai of good achis mechitzta. So why is it that it wouldn't work? How do you put good achis along with mechitza tchulya ena materas? That's the shayla. Sukashali maishna meach sadra bebika demashal kamadu l'kuliyama mini pitik or yurad v'sosem. Right, we have a porch. No, it seems to work. So why aren't you worried about Bekiyas Gediyim? So says the, let's just go through that question because he says then one question answers the other. Maishto me'ach sadra bevika. You have an achsadra, you have like just a couple of poles in a valley. Demashma l'kulei alma, and you have a roof. L'kulei alma, I mean a pitikra yor v'sosem. You say that the edge of the roof shoots down and is considered a machitza, right? Amaylo chashina, but you're not worried about Bekiyas Gediyim in that case. So what is the difference? When do you apply good achis mechitzta? So the Pnei Yeshua gives a yesodistic answer, and that is pi tikra yored v'sosem does not have a problem of bekiyas gediyim. That's where you say good achis. Good achis creates a wall, but good achis doesn't extend a wall. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. If you don't have a wall at all, let's say I just have a roof and I have poles and I want to say ki'ilu pitikra yored v'sosem, it goes down. Or at the front of a mavui, I want to say ki'ilu, there's a door there, an imaginary wall. So then you could say, good achis, you shoot the roof down. The roof could shoot down. That's the halacha Moshe b'Sinai of good achis. But to have a wall already, you already have a wall and you want to extend the wall to then become further down, so then you don't say good achis there. That's where you need needed to be within three tefachim. Says the Pnei Yehoshua. Again, this is the fundamental answer, and it's the Yesod Gadol. Lo'imki says, one question answers the other question. Right? I ask, when do you apply good achitz, and why do you apply there by pitikra? So he says, v'nila fiyas da'iti liyashiv, chada migo chada. One question answers the other one. Te'ikr good achitz da'vi alacha moshvisina hainu le'inyin pitikra di'ur v'sosim, where the roof shoots down. V'chein mashvel lehed yola'el, dav zayinim abeis, betosvis, v'yimkin lefize lo chayshinan lebakiyas gedi'im lekuli alma. Says, this is, you could have an imaginary wall, so you don't have to worry about the goats. V'tayim anami ika, the kivan she'ein shah mechitzas klal. Ela sh'anu omrim, da'idei pitikra, levad, havi le'kilu kula sasum, ad lamata, there's no walls. You say the whole thing is an imaginary wall shot down from the roof. Mishum hachi lo shayach lomar, debakiyas gediyim, mevatli lach mechitzta. You can't say that the gediyim bar mevatel mechitza, there is no mechitza. So the whole thing is imaginary, ironically. This is ironically a little bit. There's no mechitza, then there's no problem of gediyah. But that's the halacha moshe b'Sinai. You're allowed to create an imaginary mechitza going down from the roof. Masha ein kein b'mechitza tluya b'shmaitzin, unlike our case. Delo shayach pitikra, we're not trying to use pitikra. Elashanu rotzim lahatir ayde osa mechitza tluya atzma. We're trying to use the mechitza itself. Mishamachi shafir shvila the rabbanon. That's what the rabbanon said. The bakiyas gediyah mevali lach mechitzta. Vahavi kaman delesa. And it's kaman delesa in this case because it's above three tefachim. Above three tefachim. Vahavagad the berakah zorik daf kuf aleph mashva the mechitza tluya dahacha hayno nami mitam good asik. Achis near than a dafka libet Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda tasam delo chayish the bakiyas gediyah mashekin the rabbanon. Hamaskin the hasan the mehaytime a gufa sabri dein mechitza tluya mataras el b'mayim. Vichulu. And therefore he says, not a problem. Kain Nirulis Nachon, that's his chiddush, his yisod, gadol. Beautiful. There are other suggestions given by the Achronim to answer the question of the Pnei Yeshua. Interesting, the Rishonim don't discuss this. Maybe it's hinted to, maybe it was pashut to the Rishonim. Maybe it was pashut that this is a fundamental answer. The Aruch Laner says, he has an ukimta here, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, maybe a case where, again, it's hard to say that such an ukimta is the whole halacha moshe b'Sinai is used, good aches, is used for this case, but that's what he says. The mishkachas kashish b'karka mechitza gavoa pachas v'yitvachim. You have, from the ground up, you have a 7 tefach wall, less than 10 tefachim. Shalo yuchal sheyizdakar gedi, then the goats can't go under it, right? It's from the floor, 7 tefachim up. Ulamalo yesh mechitza tluya, and then there's a mechitza tluya from the top, going down, yud, ubeinehem revach yoser miyasara, and between them there's more than 10 tefachim, in between this less than 10 tefach wall and more than 10 tefach wall, v'zevadei, dezrukiras hagdilo mevata lakshish revach samach lakarka, shuchel is dakarsham. Right, the goat walking through is only a problem close to the ground. The goat, we're not worried that the goat's going to jump up. That's not what we're not worried about. V'kivan, demashe mechitza tluya nematera sumitam zizkira segedi. And the reason the mechitza tluya is not matir is because of the gedi. But in this case, there's no problem of gedi. And therefore, you can shoot kut'acha, shoot the wall down to consider ki'ilu, these two parts are connected, and you have a whole wall. That is what he says. Again, where you have a wall from the floor going up less than 10 tefachim, then you have a 10 tefach airspace break, then above that you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high. So you can't say good asik. So, could you say good achis going down? The answer is yes. And there's no problem of the goats in this case. The Ritva, the Aruch Haner points out that the Ritvin, our sugya, says that you can only say good achis or good asik if you have a 10 tafach wall, 10 tafach high wall. So that's why in our case you have to have the bottom one that's not a 10 tafachim, but the upper one has to be 10 tafachim. That's his little piece on our sugya right here. I'll just read it. The Ritva says here, Milamata lamala, imgavos ben arz asar tafachim ksheira, damrinan good asik mechitzta, mihu, bemechitza she'ein ba asara, La'olam lo amrinan good asik mechista. You can't say good asik if the wall is not 10 tefachim high. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Okay, Rabbi Yossi then says the other sheet that we don't paskin like. So that is another daya. Another daya, the Aruch Laner, that's the ukimta for good achis. The Aruch Laner has another daya based on the Ritva in Erevin on Daf Yudalid that good achis, right, good achis, if it is a tefach wa, you could say good achis, and no problem of the gediyim, if the wall, if the roof on top or the wall is a tefach thick, right? That's the Ritva in Erevin discusses. According to the Manda Amar, you remember the front of a mavui, you have a korah or a pole, korah on top, or a lechi on the side. So if you hold that, korah is mishum mechitza, that the korah on top, the board running across, is mishum mechitza, but gediyim boken. So Ritva basically asked the question of the Pnei Yeshua. What about gediyim boken? So the answer is, since the korah is a tefach wide, then you say ki'ilu nistam lagamrei. That's the Ritva. Ritva and Erevin, he quotes it, you know, let's just leave it aside, he quotes it basically verbatim, but the Ritva there, yud dalet and aleph in Erevin, says the Ritva, v'im tomar, koman de amar kor mishum mechitza heich materes, fari shvarim vagamalim bokin tachteha, yesh lomar de shiny korah shi rechava tefach, v'roi lomar good achis, v'im kein roan ki iluk far nistam. That's another Yisodistic fundamental chilek. Our case in Sukkah is where the wall, the part on top, is not a tefach wide. So you can't say so same. And therefore, you have the problem of the gediyim. But if it would be a tefach wide, that's where you have the halacha Moshe Sinai of good achis mechitzta. And then he quotes others. Fine. The Sfas Emes, one final answer, is he suggests, he says, maybe gediyim boken is just a derabanan problem. Mida oraisa, mechitza tluya would be okay, but mida rabanan is not. He says, my proof is the chiluk on tesayin mebeis. Right, on the Amud Beis on our daf, we just read it before, how could you have these chilukim of Shabbos and Sukkah? Shabbos, we're going to be more machmir. What do you mean more machmir? If it's a din da oraisa, the mechitza tluya doesn't work, then it should be no good for both. No good for both. So, says the Sfas Emes, maybe the idea is midar raisa, it's okay. Midar rabbanan will be machmir. So that's what he suggests. And then that answers the question as well. Good achitz is on a daraisa level, but certain cases we would say gediyim boken is a problem midar rabbanan. L'chora hainir de midar rabbanan pligi. Ava midar raisa kuli ama materis, says the Sfas Emes. Dahai lamai darminim besamach merib yochanan mechalik bein sukkah de mitzvah zaseh lo shabbos. Disra ski lapshita. Drak midar rabbanan mach merib yochanan b'shabbos. Dimen haTorah mali mitzvah zaseh mali skila. V'kakaz v'ritva erin shav. Okay, yishlomo doni l'chachamim derib yochanan nami. Rak midar rabbanan v'chul when he continues. The problem is that the pashtus of that's what he says at the end. Mashmos haramam moposkim desasbu deviya mashmos the maraisa psula. Sounds like that it's a possible problem. If you would say it's not a possible problem, then you could have an answer. The Aruch HaShulchan also sounds this way, that it is a din daraisa, and therefore you wouldn't be able to say the suggestion. Again, so how do you explain that gemara on a base? If it's a din daraisa, why should you have a chilek between Shabbos and Sukkah? So again, maybe you have to get into some of those sugyas. We had shiurim about this in Masechta Shabbos. Maybe there's a fundamental difference between what you need by Shabbos and what you need by Sukkah. Maybe Shabbos is a din of hekif makom, not a din of mechitzos, really. Right? Shabbos, you could have Suras HaPesach, we know, all around. There aren't doors, there aren't mechitzos, really. So, but it's hekif makom. As long as the makom is mukaf, that's good enough. Mashiach, it's sukkah, you don't need just hekif makom, you need a sukkah. You need mechitzos. So, you could have a fundamental difference, even if you say that the soul of Gdim Bokim is daraisa, right? Mechitza might be ruined by Bekiyas Gediyim, even though Hekef Makom might not be ruined. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, like the Sfas Emes says at the end, that the Pashas is that this is a problem daraisa. Zeo alacha Moshe Misinai, dekosha Gediyim Bokim Basham, lor min good achas bechitzta. Vishiro gimel tvachim in Aris. That's the Aruch HaShulchan in the first Simon, in Hilchas Erevin, Simon Reish Mem Hei Os Yud. He says that, right, Shin Mem Hei is the all the different details that are laid down for the Dinim Darais, the Dinim Rabbanim, what's Rosh Hazarabim, what's Rosh Hazayachin. Good. So we have four different suggestions to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Number one, the Pnei Yeshua, which is Pitikra is different because no Mechitza is better, ironically, than extending a Mechitza. The Aruch Laner, maybe it's this Ukimta where you have a wall that's under 10 Tvachim, but above that is a wall that's 10 Tvachim and you can connect the two. Or maybe there's a difference if the wall on top is a Tefach wide, so then you say Pitikra. And if it's not a tefach wide, then you're just going to have to have the problem of gediyim bokim, or that it's a problem midirabanim. Either way, these are some of the details of good achis which relate to how to deal with walls, right? But this is simit tough reish lamed in Shulchan Aruch. All deals we read siftes, But again, Taf Reish Lamed is all about the tefanos of the sukkah. Important to go through, summarizing much of what we've had over the past couple of dafim. Right, just to read another minute or two we have left. Call in Sif Aleph. Call at Varm Kshirim Latfanos. Afilu, chamasim, ruba meseilasim, achmas tvanos, shera, anything that's kosher for walls, you don't need to be mamadim derech deilasan. Also where it says you could have walls that are sideways, right, not like the dalet minim. Even if chamasim, ruba meseilasim, it's okay, we don't pass on like that Rabbi Yonasan that we had a couple of days ago. The Ramad, though, does add, mikol makom lo yasa tvanos midavar shereicho ra. You shouldn't use walls that give off a foul odor, because then you might leave. It's not the teshu kain toduru. Al darvash misyabesh b'toch shiva, although ye boshir b'chitza, or something that dries out within seven, and you won't have a shir b'chitza. But again, walls, a lot discussed here in these dafim, and it's all in the Tafresh Lamed. But today we discuss good achis b'chitza.